What gives you goosebumps, listener? Is it the 90s kid horror of R.L. Stine? The anti-fascist tales of the Animorphs? Or did your parents let you watch even more messed up stuff? I'm Chad Kwan, the host of Goosebuds. I invite comedians and creatives to come on and talk about a classic piece of media that gave them goosebumps. It could be horror movies like The Faculty or Poltergeist, cursed kids media like The Bionicle Movie or Grandpa's Magical Toys. And yeah, sometimes we read a Goosebumps or Fear Street book. Goosebuds is about loving weird old media and laughing about hidden horrors. Check out Goosebuds wherever podcasts are.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Greetings, travelers. I have some weird stuff with this episode. We did an interview with James Rink, a member of the secret space program that we're not supposed to know anything about. And he had some pretty strong claims. He had some pretty out there theories. And we were really fascinated by it. But for some reason, the episode completely failed to record in its entirety. We had lots of weird sound dropouts. We had lots of weird glitches. We recorded twice because halfway through the episode restarted, like the recording had never taken place. It was a lot of weirdness, and I'll leave that open for your interpretation because we've never had that problem before, and we certainly haven't had that problem since. So anyway, gang, I'm salvaged bits of it here. He's having a conference in Orlando later this year with members of the Secret Space Program. So I highly recommend you listen and consider checking it out. I've salvaged what I can. We'll try to get him back on the show again before the festival and get a little more about this. But I hope you enjoy this for what pieces we were able to salvage. And we'll see you on the other side. And we're back. Oh my gosh, James, this is blowing my mind here, some of this stuff. So I'd known a little bit about this. I've looked into it, but man, this is awesome. So you've got the conference coming up. Let's get into that a little bit, and just in case we have another weird issue and things reset or something again. That was wild. And for Erica, Mountain Internet cut her out, so hopefully she can rejoin us. But we're going to bring up the flyer for the video portion of this. If people are watching this on YouTube as we or Rumble, where we're going to be posting it later, as long as it doesn't get deleted, we'll post that. We can see that. But we'll put the flyer in the show notes, a link to that and a link to the conference. But James, here's the event. So tell us a little bit about the event coming in October to Orlando.
Absolutely. Now, I've been to many conferences over the years, and during these events, sometimes they were I would hate to say it. Maybe okay. What I will say is people asked me to put one on because they said, James, I think if you put one, you'll do a better job. So I finally took up their recommendations and set this event up. So our event last year was called the Timeline of Disclosure event. And there was a controversy behind it. And I was under duress for some of my team members. It created a lot of trauma for me. So I set up a new event this year. I'm rebranding it under the Super Soldier Activation Conference and honor the Super Soldier Talk podcast that I do. So we're setting up our event October 8th to the 12th in Orlando, Florida, and that is inland, so you don't have to worry about the storms, right? And
it's tail end of hurricane season anyway, so it should be pretty safe.
Well, it's like 2 hours inland, so
yeah.
And most storms just blow up, so but even if it does, it'll be a little windy. We're going to have a great time. Just get some popcorn. We'll bundle up and have a great time. So I picked some people that I've interviewed over the years that I think would be great for the topic of secret space program. Now, of course, some of these people are not super soldiers. They are more supporters or healers. But we could start off. Of course, it's October 8th to the 12th at the Wyndham iDrive Avante Resort that is right next to the Universal Water Park there in Orlando, Florida. So
done a few events there. It's a beautiful place. I like that one. We did a few, I think Spooky Empire and a couple others were there. So,
oh, at the Avante.
Yeah. Good resort.
Okay. Very good. And we've gone back and forth. I finally, I renegotiated. So we got the hotel rooms for $89 a night, guys.
Nice.
No resort fee. We've renegotiated the food. We're going to go on to that just a bit. Well, let's just go to the speakers.
Yeah. So
again, the focus is MK Ultra, My Lab, Super Soldier, Secret Space Program. And so our first speaker, of course, is Jean-Charles Moyen. He served in Solar Warden on the, was it the Solaris? No, the Excelsior. Who did Solera? I'm trying to remember who did that one. But the Excelsior. And so he'll be sharing some of his experiences. Of course, Michael Osadona. He worked in a black project on Star Wars with the missile defense systems, lasers technology. We have Rebecca Rose. She served in Nachtwaffen, Mars Defense Force. And I think Solar Warden, but I have to get back to you on that one. So you can check out her bio on my website down there at the bottom, supersoldiercon.com. We have Chris O'Connor. Chris served in the United Nations Intergalactic League of Nations that they have out there, the UN program on the base. It's a giant spinning station over Jupiter. And we have Mike Barra. He wrote the book, The Truth About NASA. Don't quote me on that one, but he worked with Richard Hoagland. So like in this community, we secretly joke NASA is about never a straight answer, right? We have Ashton Neusler. He served in Nachtwaffen, and he has basically full recall. And I really want to get him there. You know, he's struggling financially, and he's probably going to need a little bit more money than the others. So that's why we need you.
With a lot of these folks, that's why I'm glad you're doing the support network, because I hear that a lot with some of these, is they can't.
Make matters worse, he's in Alberta.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a bit of a hike.
I know. Well, if you have a job in the oil industry, you're probably going to be okay. But for everybody else there in Calgary, I kind of feel bad.
And we'll be right back.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Of course, We have Laura Worley. She wrote books on MK Ultra. We have Dylan Monroe. He wrote the he's an artist that puts together the the maps, the deep state mapping. And now we have Miles Johnson. He started the Basis series in the UK, and he was started off before I did. So he documents original abduction cases going out in that side of the pond. Donna McGrath worked for one of these, I forget which president. If I click on the bio, I could tell you, but she's a natural healer. So she's worked with super soldiers in the past. So Mary Beaver worked in the Army's secret space program, and she served on Terra Nova 3. Oksana Buchanan served in Nachtwaffen as well as the aquatic super soldier programs. They would put us into clone bodies where we would be placed on stasis on the moon, and then we would serve in clone bodies. I said earlier, right? So Julia is a gifted, very talented remote viewer. Her focus is on Tartaria, but she's going to do a presentation on the secret space program. So we'll have to get back to it.
Tartaria is one we're going to be delving into in a future episode. So we'll get into that, travelers. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, I've got information on that too. If you want to hear it.
Oh, excellent! Yeah, definitely. We're digging into that right now for a future project. So
okay. All right. So Londra Markman, he puts on he has like these groups where he does natural like healing work, like meditations that he puts on, and he also was in the Montauk Project. So he's been through severe trauma, and he's amazingly pushed through it and turned into something positive. So I'm really proud of him, because a lot of people that went through the Montauk Project, many of them would self-destructive behaviors or self-destruct itself. Dr. Johnny Delirious is a naturopath, holistic doctor. He is based in Texas, and he does mineral analysis of your hair. But he had experience with the grays. He was doing high amounts of coke back in the 80s, and he was picked up by the grays, and then they allowed him to walk aboard the craft, and there were human military personnel. It was like a German breakaway ship, and you know, the grays, I guess they saved his life. But so he's hooked up to something called the Resourcery, which is a network, a hive mind of grays, so he can get information. Okay. Angie Dollar. So she was, I know she was part of the Monarch Project. I've done sessions with her. Psionic super. Angie and Christy work together. So both of those two are like a two for one deal. I've had memories of Christy where I was taken into this room and I was interrogated by this gray and this and I told her about it, and she said that she was there too. And it was a aircraft carrier they took us onto, where they were testing our psionic abilities to resist interrogation. So, okay. Dr. John Stammy puts on UFO Bigfoot conferences here in the Southeast. He's working on a book about the secret space program, and he's going to be sharing some of his findings there at the event. Kusal Uch is a Cambodian, and he is a very gifted seer. I mean, he communicates with, well, he claims he communicates with an AI from the future, and this AI, so far, I mean, I would say maybe half the times it's right, so I'm guessing it's some alternate version of the future, but he's also, he can look into your past and all that, so with greater accuracy. It's really difficult to predict the future because there's free will. So
yep.
I really don't really like to do shows about like, oh, tell me, what do you predict about the future? Well, United States is going to go through the biggest economic expansion it's ever seen over the next 30 years. And the world economy is going to be readjusted. Hold on. It's going to be based on minerals. So Russia will be number one, China number two, I don't know, Europe three. I'm not sure who's four, but we'll be like number five in the world. So probably like the South, maybe the African alliance will come together, because you know, I think the African nations need to get their renaissance as well as South America.
Yep.
Okay, well, there you go. Let me go to the next one. Tomas. So everybody, Tomas is in intensive care right now. He had a stroke this past week, and he was unconscious for 15 hours before someone found him. They say his heart stopped for 4 minutes, and he's currently in a coma, unresponsive. So,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, everybody, just send your prayers and intentions to Tomas that he'll be getting up and being at the event, or you know, if he won't be able to make it, we understand.
So. No, of course. Of course, all of us are pulling for him there. So,
thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my friend Marcus. That's Yana Prakash is his spiritual name, but Marcus is a natural sound healer. He can channel the Andromedan Council, and he does these sessions, these toning sessions that help bring integration and help you release trauma. So he's going to be doing some of the prayer work. And I've got some more people maybe on their way, but you know, nobody's confirmed yet. So. But I think this is a good start here. Some of these people we may have to live stream in. All depends on how many of you buy tickets. As I say, you got to go buy tickets.
So
at least 30 tickets.
Super Soldier. So supersoldiercon.com. We'll put the links in the show notes and we'll come back to that. But we will definitely, travelers, get out there. It sounds like if nothing else, there's going to be some amazing speakers there. Dr. John Stamey, we've had him on a few times ourselves. Oh, yeah. You know, mostly talking Bigfoot and some of his in research into tulpas and other things like that. So I'm very excited to see him there. We're hoping, travelers, that we might be able to swing it ourselves. I know we've got another event that weekend, but we could go for the early days maybe. So we're hoping. So fingers crossed. But
let's go on here. There's a lot more points, data points.
But we're sadly running out of time. There's so much. Oh my gosh. I'm so fascinated by it. I'm learning so much just reading about it and all that. I've got your book on order. I haven't got it yet, so I'm excited to read it. My goodness. So let me pull the flyer back up for the conference.
Thank you. Yeah, go to supersoldiercon.com. We have general admission tickets. My colleague said, James, don't raise the price. Just keep it. So I put the price down. I dropped it down. It's $2.99. So, and then we have food tickets. So I even set up a ticket where if you get two food tickets, you'll get your lodging for free. So I only have 10 of those. So if you have like a couples pass, I think it's like $1,300. So that includes all your meals, lodging, and admission. So again, it's for, that's six nights. Well, no. So if it's on the Monday, we may go to Universal. So you may want to stay 7 nights, but totally
so obvious. Plan an extra night. So we got 20 plus speakers. You've got 4 days of events and it's Orlando. So come on, there's plenty of stuff to do. If you have nightlife and all that, but the schedule I'm sure will be posted beforehand, but oh my gosh, get tickets. It sounds amazing. Erie Travels is going to try to be there for at least a couple of days. If not, we will virtually be there somehow. Okay. I'm excited for some of these guests.
We need a volunteer, maybe one or two, but we also need some vendors. So if you want a vendor, or if you know anybody who wants a vendor, we have an affiliate program. We need sponsors. Maybe God has blessed you this year. let's help the super soldiers. Cause you know, we're not sponsored by any intelligent, Alphabet agencies. Yeah. This is all grassroots. We don't have somebody rich giving us money. So this is,
there's no VA benefits for the space program. Cause this is way Black Ops. This is beyond Black Ops. This is, super, super secret. So, oh my gosh. Well, James, thank you so much for coming on and we will talk to you again. I'm sure we have lots more to discuss in the future. But everybody, supersoldier.com, supersoldiercon.com for links to the conference. And we'll put links in the notes. And oh my gosh, this is just blowing my mind. Some of this, I'm sorry we got into a little dry history there for those of you, but come on, this is amazing stuff. And we'll put the links to Changes on Horizon. James, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough, man. This is open doors. And hopefully we got some listeners out there who was like, okay, this is new to me, but also, I'm learning some stuff. And, it's people, come on, wake up. This is some of the stuff that we're learning. This is disclosure is just the beginning, and we're getting more and more. So again, James, thank you so much. And where's the podcast again? What's the podcast?
Go to Super Soldier Talk, preferably on Rumble, but I do my lives on YouTube. I also have a website called supersoldiertalk.com. And I you can go to healingsoulsurvivors.org if you want to make a donation. So we do need some money. So
yeah, we didn't even get to talk about your healing device and all that. I'm sorry, but another time. So, but thank you again, James. And for travelers, thank you for tuning in. As always, keep this. Thank you, patrons, for keeping this show on the road. We are coming up on the book launch August 23rd. So more information will be up at erietravels.com. You can find us at our events there as well. And oh my goodness. With that said, when you're out there on the road and you're traveling, just keep those eyes open. And if you're in the Montauk area, definitely watch out for bad things that might wind up in a chair. And we will see you on the other side.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.